Jacinda Ardern confirming she will meet the US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris at the White House on Tuesday next week. Our US correspondent Simon Marks is with us. Kia ora, Simon. Obviously, this is the big one. It was unconfirmed partly because of Jacinda Ardern having COVID in the last couple of weeks. But how important is this one and how crucial to have had that locked in?
Well, there's no question that it's important to get it locked in. I mean, I think it would have been extraordinary had the meeting not taken place. And certainly the White House will have wanted to make sure that she did at least get to meet the Vice President Kamala Harris. And now, as we know, President Biden himself. I mean, I think it's pretty important for President Biden as well. I mean, first of all, he's just back from that trip to South Korea and Japan that included a meeting with the Quad and the new Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. There is lots to discuss coming out of that meeting at a point where the United States only today has unveiled a new policy towards China, its new formal policy towards China, and clearly is preparing very much to try and go toe-to-toe with the Chinese in terms of their expanding influence in the Pacific Islands. So we've seen efforts by China just in the last 24 hours dramatically to expand that influence effort, with the United States saying they are going to push back and try to deepen their own engagement with Pacific Island nations. But it's also important in terms of where President Biden finds himself domestically. Mm. I mean, he's just spent 5 days in Asia telling everybody that liberal democracies can still win the battle for the 21st century by proving that they can deliver the fruits of America's freedoms to their peoples. And yet he's come back to a United States reeling from that massacre at the elementary school in Uvalde in Texas. And of course, Jacinda Ardern has her own story to tell about New Zealand's experience coping with incidents of mass gun violence. And it will not surprise me if President Biden seeks to draw her out on that publicly as he tries to make the case for some semblance of meaningful gun control, or any kind of gun control, quite frankly, to be tightened in the United States.
And indeed, I mean, I don't know how big a deal a New Zealand Prime Minister visit to the United States would be under normal circumstances. But of course, landing and then very shortly afterwards having that awful elementary school shooting take place. I don't mean this to sound crass, but in a way, has this boosted the profile of Jacinda Ardern, considering the timing here?
Well, I think that there was a risk that it was going to eclipse the visit, but her appearance on Trevor Noah's program, his evening sort of comedy news program, which then, of course, took on a very, very serious tone because it came just hours after the school shooting in Uvalde, certainly won her considerable attention among his viewers. And, of course, there's a whole viral social media component to that now as well. But she also won a lot of attention here in Washington, D.C. I mean, I think it's fair to say probably less so in what they refer to as flyover country, you know, the vast spaces between the east and west coasts of the United States. But in Washington, certainly her visit to Capitol Hill attracted a lot of attention among the kind of chattering classes here. So in that sense, I think she's definitely sort of punched through, which was under any circumstances going to be difficult. I mean, we've had no shortage of international leaders visiting the U.S. even before President Biden headed off to Asia. We had King Abdullah here, the Italian Prime Minister, now Jacinda Ardern. It's never easy for any one of them to reach, to get their messages in front of the American people. But I think given what she's done so far here, and now this news that she's going to meet President Biden next Tuesday, he may either just at that point be about to go to Uvalde or may have come back from it, because he says he is going to visit the scene. I think there will be attention paid to that, particularly because of New Zealand's own tragic experience with gun violence.
Thank you very much, Simon Marks, there, our Washington correspondent.